Well, October marks the beginning of the sad season. That's seasonal affective disorder, and it's a type of depression that is triggered by the shorter days and reduced light. So far this month, Loyola University Medical Center psychiatrist Dr. Angelos Hilaris has already treated several patients for the disorder. He joins us now by phone. Welcome, Dr. Hilaris.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Well, first of all, what exactly is SAD and what is it caused by?
SAD is a variant of, it's a mood disorder, a variant of depressive disorder that shares many features in common with the classical, typical major depressive disorder that afflicts a sizable portion of the population, pretty much worldwide. Mm-hmm. Unlike the classical depression, major depression, which can occur any time of the year, SAD is seasonal. The majority of SAD patients who suffer from it, they have symptoms in early to mid-October. And the symptomatology can obviously vary in degrees of intensity and dysfunctionality from person to person. But by and large, it lifts by itself if it has not been too severe to require intervention by mid-April. So we're looking at 6 to 7 months maximum where the person has the symptoms. Now, having said that, the symptoms can vary significantly in intensity. There can be, as is true for major depressive disorder, mild, moderate, severe, and very severe. The person with the SAD sufferer starts feeling predominantly loss and lack of energy, lack of motivation, loss of interest in routine activities such as work, but also loss of interest in pleasurable activities, including sporting events or hobbies or anything the person is used to doing to have fun and enjoy themselves. Mm-hmm. Unlike major depressive disorder, the SAD person tends to oversleep and nap during the day and lack interest and energy to get out of bed in the morning, and they really have to drag themselves to work. That is usually an early telltale sign that predicts worse symptoms ahead.
Mm-hmm. How common is this, especially in northern latitudes like ours?
This has to do with both the duration of the light phase as well as the intensity of the light, the sun rays. The farther north the person is, or for that matter, the farther south the person lives, closer to the poles, the angle by which the sun rays hit us is different. It's a greater, let's say it's a different angle than when the sun is right above us, whether it's during the summer or closer to the equator. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at two components here. The angle at which the light rays hit us and the duration of the light phase. To express the same thing in different words, the longer the darkness, as is the case for northern latitudes, the lesser the exposure to light, and therefore persons who have the genetic predisposition and sensitivity to light or lack thereof are the ones who develop the symptoms of SAD.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Hilaris, how is this related to depression? Is it a kind of depression?
Yes, for all practical purposes, we subsume it under the broader category of a mood disorder. And it has many features of the classic depression, such as depressed mood, loss of interest in pleasurable activities, changes in sleep patterns, changes in appetite, with a tendency in SAD for the person to crave for carbohydrates, sweets, and so on, with more weight gain rather than weight loss, which is the predominant feature of the classic major depressive disorder.
Okay. What are some strategies to fight SAD? What do you recommend?
Well, the first thing is to recognize it and not to assume that it's just a temporary downward trend in one's mood. Everybody goes through a day or two or three at a time where we don't feel as great, but this is far more serious, and it's going to persist for weeks and months. So recognize it and do not deny it. And once you recognize it, and if it's for the first time, I would say seek out a mental health professional who's knowledgeable about the condition and can make a correct assessment and guide the person as to what would be the appropriate intervention.
You said that there, when I was reading about this, I guess there are a few strategies that you recommend as far as specific things that people could do at home.
Yes. Turn the lights on, first and foremost, especially people who live in northern latitudes. Have bright lights on as much as you can. It costs a little extra in electricity consumption, but it goes a long way toward helping the person's mood. Then if it's a nice sunny, bright sunny day, go outside, even if you have to wear a coat, but allow your face at least to be exposed to the sun rays. That is easier said than done, because the farther north one lives, the colder it gets, and so it's not really that easy to go outside and sunbathe during the winter months. The next most important thing to do is to get a light box. And these light boxes are commercially available, and the person can look them up on the internet. There are different kinds. There are simpler models, fancier models. The price range can be anywhere from $100 to $300, $400. Some insurance plans with the correct diagnosis and a prescription from the physician are covered by insurance plans in some companies, depending on the insurance plan the person has. And then, of course, one has to commit themselves to spending 30 to 45 minutes in front of the light box twice a day, once early in the morning and then later in the evening. The idea being that we artificially lengthen the light phase by starting the day with bright light, albeit artificial light, earlier in the morning and extending the day during the early evening hours.
Mm-hmm.
That has been proven to be quite effective, but the person has to really do it consistently and regularly, not once in a while, not once a week. It has to be done every day.
Okay. If you just joined us, we're speaking with psychiatrist Dr. Angelos Hilaris about seasonal affective disorder, or SAD. It's a kind of depression that is triggered by the shorter days and reduced light that happens this time of year. Dr. Hilaris, what about exercise? How does that factor in?
Exercise always helps, whether you're dealing with a major depressive disorder or SAD, it helps. But it's a catch-22, so to speak, because if the person lacks the motivation, which is something that's internal, and the energy to do it, then asking them to exercise is not going to work. If they have the interest and the motivation, by all means, that helps in general. It increases one's sense of well-being. Exercise also releases some chemicals that we refer to as endorphins or other neurotransmitters like norepinephrine in the brain, and they help. But exercise alone, I'm afraid, in the majority of SAD cases, will not produce relief, sufficient relief. Something else needs to be done in addition to exercise,
mm-hmm.
like therapy or medication. and I can take a minute or two to talk to you about medication because it works quite well. Of course, the person has to accept medication and not refuse to take medication, and it has to be prescribed by a knowledgeable physician, preferably a psychiatrist who has worked with SAD patients and knows what they're doing. Most any antidepressant that is used otherwise for major depressive disorder can be used for SAD with a reasonably positive outcome.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, in your practice, you treat people with SAD. Do you see this in all ages and types of people, or is it specific to one group over another?
No, the disorder starts relatively early in life, like in one's late teens, early 20s. If it's caught early on, obviously, then treatment can be instituted relatively early in life. I have seen in my practice patients that in their 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s, the disorder reoccurs. It happens pretty much predictably every year at this time of the year. And once the person knows that they've had it once before and they're prepared to face it again the next fall season, then it doesn't take them by surprise and they can be better prepared to do the right thing. What worked the year before is very likely to work again the following year and years, whether this medication or light therapy or a combination. By the way, I also recommend that if a person needs medication, that they don't just rely on medication, but they also help medication maximize the effectiveness of medication by doing the light therapy at the same time.
Good to know. Well, Dr. Hilaris, we appreciate you joining us from Athens today, of all places. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we let you go?
Well, I want to make sure that the audience understands that SAD should be taken seriously. It is known to happen in a variety of degrees of intensity and severity, and it has the potential to be a serious and crippling disorder, even though it predictably will end by early to mid-spring. And seek out a knowledgeable mental health professional for guidance and treatment.
Okay, well, again, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it, and all the best.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.